When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, just after 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. We have a pretty big star to join us in a moment. You know him from his project, 21 Pilots. You know, Allie, we always make fun of the fact that when you go to a guitar center, they always try to tell you about the band they're in. Oh, I'm in a band. You should check out my band. Hey, Johnny over there working in keyboards, he's in a band. You should check out his band. Well, what you may not know is that Josh Dunn of 21 Pilots used to work at Guitar Center. And maybe the biggest success story that's ever come out of Guitar Center. So we can get into that. Also, some two epic questions. And they've got a big new tour date to announce here in Los Angeles. So let's give you some 21 Pilots. And then we return with the great Josh Dunn of 21 Pilots after this on KROQ. It's been a while since we've said hi to one of our buddies in 21 Pilots. In fact, of all the times we've chatted with you guys, I don't think we've ever had you independently. And I wasn't sure if you were even able to operate when not side by side. But ladies and gentlemen, the return of Josh Dunn on K-Rock. What's up, Josh?
You're kind of correct. You're half correct. I mostly don't know how to operate without Tyler here, but we're gonna do our best.
Can you talk crap about Tyler since he's not here?
No. Contractually, no.
It's very funny because of all of the bands we've had the opportunity to chat with over the years, we always thoroughly enjoy sitting down with both of you because a lot of times you guys just go back and forth and we could just sit back and watch you guys go at it and then we can sit and they go, that's our time. And we go, all right.
I know. Now we have to put in effort.
Now we got to actually work for this one, but it's a pleasure to talk to you again. First of all, happy belated birthday. I know this was the week of your birthday. How did you celebrate?
Thank you. I played drums actually. Yeah, it was perfect. I played drums. I boxed. And I ate cookies.
Perfect day.
What's the goat cookie?
I mean, it was like there was some sugar cookies with like some the icing and some Oreo cookie. There was actually a lot of cookies. I had too many cookies.
That's why I had a box. I had to work out all those cookies.
Box and drum.
Yeah.
It all off.
Less about balance.
It's all about that balance. And I've seen you backstage right before you guys have gone out. I think that was a few years back at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. But even to watch up until the last second, even till the second before you even go on the stage, you are still doing some sort of cardio. I've seen it happen. It's wild to watch. You've done more in the 11 seconds before you go on stage than I've done in the last decade.
Well, yeah, I think that I always just want to make sure that I can try and perform that show as, you know, this thing that I did when we kind of like wrote the songs and we're playing them in the early days. And, you know, life catches up with you. And I want to, you know, try my best to stay on top of it.
Well, I think you were doing the backflip off the piano way before Benson Boone. I feel like he gets all the credit and it's like, oh, he's doing all these backflips. But now that you're on tour again, are you going to one up Benson? Are you going to do something else? Are you training for that?
Maybe a double backflip.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's definitely, I could tell that he knows what he's doing way more than me. When it was probably 2012 and we're like getting ready to play a show and it was like in a gymnasium that had like gymnastic mats. And we were bored. And I was like, I'm going to try and do a backflip off the stage. Tyler and our buddy Mark was there and helping spot me and stuff. And I landed it. And then I remember just being like, I'm just going to try and do this in the show. And we kind of like worked it into a song. But I could tell Benson Boone's been, he knows what he knows the technicalities of it way more than me.
Yeah.
I'm definitely primed to get hurt probably more than he is.
Right. Yeah. We've got already bets. The new tour, will they survive unscathed? Yeah. And then of course, new music. And we'll get into all of that. But every time you go to Guitar Center, they try to tell you about their band, the guy with the ponytails. Like, hey, we're playing a little show. I think that 21 Pilots may be the most successful story that has ever started at a Guitar Center, right? I mean, of all of the bands, is there any other band that's as big as you guys that started with two people meeting through Guitar Center?
Man, I don't know, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, I was working there. And actually, the guy, our buddy Chris, he was playing drums with Tyler at the time. He was working at Guitar Center. And I kind of met Tyler through him because he and I were friends. And Chris and I are still, me, Chris, and Tyler are all still close. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's kind of where it started, really. Yeah, I love it. That was one of my favorite jobs, too.
Can you still get an employee discount?
I don't think so. I haven't been in a little while, but maybe if I throw out my employee ID, maybe they'll hook me up.
What's crazy about it is that's where it all began, and then here we are now. And your most recent, you know, song, "The Contract," was, I believe, the biggest single in your entire career. I would imagine whenever there's time between albums or songs, you go like, do we still have it? You have to ask yourself that. And then for it to go even bigger than anything you've done before, and that's Heathens and all the monster hits that have been released, that's got to make you feel pretty good.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're dead on. Anytime we put out something new, I'm kind of just like, man, people are over it. It's like people are kind of like, okay, we get it. We've heard enough. And so, yeah, it is. I think... seeing people enjoying it and people listening to it, it makes me really happy.
I wanted to get your opinion on something that we were talking about on the show. Sabrina Carpenter was talking about phones at shows and how there should be more concerts without any cell phones. And as you guys embark on this new tour, Breach and the Clancy tour, do you feel like you agree with that?
You know, I haven't thought a whole lot about that, but there are definitely, like, you know, comedians will tour and say no phones, and, you know, they have even, like, bags you got to lock your phone up in so you can't record it, which makes sense. I do think in our early days, we relied on people posting videos and photos from our show and, you know, kind of like spread the word a little bit. And, you know, things are different than they were for us, which I'm very grateful for. But at the same time, I personally can't get rid of, like, some of the old, like, feelings that I had. Like, when we're not on tour, I'm always just kind of like, the band is just doing nothing now. It's just failing because we're not playing shows, and because that was our mindset early on. With the phones, I do think there are two sides of it. There is one where it's kind of like, how many times have you taken a video or a photo of fireworks at the 4th of July? And then it's just like, do you watch the fireworks back? Like, how many videos are on your phone or of fireworks that you actually go and watch or show your friends? Like, look at this. So part of me is kind of like, it's a similar thing where it's just like, I'm taking this because I feel like I should, because it's like, it's a memory, I guess, that is cool or would be cool, but like, it realistically, am I going to go back and watch these videos or have these photos from this show?
But think about it, if you land that double backflip and no one's there to, you know, capture that on their phone, then why even bother doing the double backflip? Or did it even
exactly
happen, right?
Did it even happen?
That's the question.
So yeah, you know, I think the cell phones should stay. Maybe everyone just space it out, everyone communicate with each other, and, you know, there's like, some, this person's like, I got this song, I'll film it and then airdrop it to all of you guys. You get the next size. So there's just one phone at a time.
I know.
There we go.
For me, it's the guy in front of me is always taking a way better video than I am.
I'm so jealous.
Like, can I just have that?
Yeah, give me that one.
Yeah.
BMO Stadium show sold out instantly, right? So then you guys have announced a second show. Those tickets pre-sale today at 10 a.m. and then general public tomorrow at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. When you sell out a show instantly, that's always the goal. When you think you maybe have a night off and you're like, oh, that's cool, do the show L.A., then I have a night off. And then they go, well, good news, it sold so quickly, we're gonna do another show. Bittersweet, right? I mean, you got to be happy that so many more people want to see you, but also you're kind of like, oh man, that was my pickleball day.
yeah. No, there is some truth to that. I think we've always loved playing in LA, and also, you know, it's rare that we play a stadium, so I think it's gonna be special. I think both nights will be special. I will have to forego the pickleball night.
Yeah, bummer.
Which is tough, but we'll just have to push it to the next night, I think. I mean, I started off just playing drums and Guitar Center, and then Tyler and I we played a show for two people one time, but in our minds we played it to BMO Stadium sold out, and now the time has come. And
what's crazy is, Allie, the first time we introduced 21 Pilots on stage to a group of people, that they were not even playing the main stage, they were playing the pre-stage.
What year was that? Was like
2014,
yeah,
I
10
think,
years
or something
ago.
Like that. That's crazy to think now that they're still taking our calls after all these years. But greatly appreciate Josh Dunn is on K-Rock now. We're going to give away tickets to that show in a few moments. Josh Dunn of 21 Pilots, our favorite half of 21 Pilots, is on with us right now. We're not supposed to say that publicly, but what the hell, we're chatting about the new album, the new tour. We've got tickets to give you, the just added second date, which will go on sale, pre-sale, 10 a.m. today. Ticketmaster, that will sell out as well, so I would get them while you can if you don't win them from us. As always, we like to wrap up any chat on K-Rock with not one but two epic questions. Questions so epic that they need their own theme song to get to.
Two epic. Two epic questions.
Josh Dunn of 21 Pilots. Allie, what is epic question number one for Josh?
All right, Josh. If you ever boxed professionally, name one ass you know you could kick.
Oh, man. I will preface with just saying that I box for fun and to just kind of train, and it is it's a very similar cardio workout to our show. So that's kind of why I started it. So I'm not in it to beat anybody up, but I guess I would say my dog. I know I could.
Wow, that's messed up. Yeah,
that is crazy.
You could kick your dog's ass.
Yeah, you know, it's messed up, but it's true. It is true.
What did Jim ever do to you to make you say that you would kick his ass? That's so messed. Poor dog. yeah. Epic question number two. Everyone talks about how smart people are using AI all the time, ChatGPT, et cetera. What is the dumbest thing you've used AI or ChatGPT for?
I don't really use it. I don't use it too much. But there was, my brother was over and we were watching, TV show late and, you know, we would just rile each other up and be like, let's keep watching. Eventually I was like, I'll do one if I can have another bag of popcorn. And he asked ChatGPT if I could, or if it was smart, and basically said that I could, as long as I don't just keep going all night eating the popcorn.
I found that ChatGPT is very validating.
Yeah,
very. It's just like, sure, go for it.
Using AI. It's kind of perfect. It's mostly air, so right. You can't...
Can't argue with that. Guys, yeah. You know, 21 Pilots, we've been supporting you for a very, very long time. I would like to say since just after your Guitar Center days. Pleasure to have you back on with us on K-Rock. Congratulations ahead of time on the new album. Hopefully, you can get to the studio in September when the album drops, of course, Breach. And then right now, you've got the Clancy Tour, which is going to be happening. A new date was just added. Get the pre-sale tickets while you can. And we've got a pair to give you right now. As always, Josh, pleasure to chat with you again on K-Rock. Thanks for being on. Happy birthday, all that good stuff.
Thank you, guys. It is always great to talk to you, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
Great, Josh Dunn.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Josh.
See ya.
If you would like to score one of these limited edition tiny towels, Vanessa's tiny towel, she believed it is the greatest, most underappreciated item in our homes. So we've made a bunch of them with her face all over them. She's not thrilled. We've got one to give you right now if you'd like to compete in our tiny talent show, the return of the 10-second talent show, the tiniest talent show in the history of the world. You get 10 seconds to show us any talent you got over the airwaves of K-Rock. Some people have tap danced before. Some people have told jokes. We've had impressions. We've had some...
Oh, I don't say tap dance. My wife will call.
She could call. She could win. I'd love her to compete. I don't even know if she's eligible. We've had people that have called and burped, have clapped with one hand. If your talent makes sense or makes no sense over the radio, we'd love to hear from you at 800-520-1067 for the return of the Tiny Talent Show, which will be starting in about 5 minutes. Get your talents ready. Be ready to call us, compete live on the air, win yourself your very own tiny towel, and we may even throw in a can of these Jake Shack beans. So you could get the complete summer barbecue kit. It's all you need, a tiny towel and some Jake Shack beans, and you're ready to go. So work on your talents.
Give all of them away today, please?
I think we should give them all away. So Jake
before his head explodes.
Never has to say it again. So
he has to say it louder every time we give one away.
Let's just not even mention the name of the
Jake
product.
Jake Shack beans.
He can't stop himself. If you want to see what they look like, we've got a can in the studio now. Only a few left. These are all dented.
A can of what?
We don't know, Elmar.
Beans. Unnamed
beans. We'll be giving those away. If you want them, you got to call. You got to compete. Get your talents ready. The number is 800-520-1067. But before we can do that, let's solve all the many mysteries and riddles that are waiting on the internet. It's time for clickbait. Here we go. Clickbait.
There we go.
Here we go, Allie. According to an expert, this is the number one thing every marriage must have for it to last. If you don't have this, nothing else matters. You need
prenup.
Prenup, good guess. Marriages with prenups, I think, actually, there is a higher divorce rate.
Really?
Than marriages without prenups.
Interesting.
Because I think they've made it an easier process. I think that when you start to talk about a divorce, you go, well, this is a real lot of stuff we got to work through. If a prenup has already been figured out, ironclad prenup, it's kind of easy to go, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Okay.
But maybe that's right. I don't want to talk you out of it. That's what you think.
That's probably not it. It's probably money.
You need to have money?
Yeah, I think when people have a lot of money, they're like, oh, cool. Well, you know, I'll stay in the marriage, even though I'm not really that happy.
All right. According to experts, this is the number one thing that every marriage must have for it to have to be long-lasting and survive. Jake, you're not a married guy. You live in a shack.
Right.
I just wanted to point that out, but you could also guess.
That was awkward, but go ahead and answer.
I'm going to say trust.
Trust.
That is true, and communication.
They do like to say those words, but I bet you.
Once you don't trust someone, you get jealous all the time, you get fights all the time, and, you know, petty stuff.
Trust is the foundation.
That's what they say, but I think a lot of marriages that have trust don't make it, though. That's what I was trying to figure out in my head. I go,
trust me, I want to leave you.
You can trust this. I'm out. Omar, what is it?
Yeah. I'm going to say, and this goes for not just only marriages, but I think this goes for all relationships, work relationships, even relationships on this radio show, is that you need to have good chemistry. If you have good chemistry, I think you can get away with a lot of stuff because you deep down know that you guys work together well.
All right, listen to this. One of you is kind of right. The others couldn't be more wrong. The goal of any marriage, at least a successful one that stands the chance of survival, is not passion, it's friendship.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of what
you must be close friends, ideally best friends with your spouse, because all of the other things, the sexual chemistry, those come and go, the excitement comes and goes, but if they, it's actually someone you enjoy doing stuff with, like a friend, then you have a chance.
Yeah, and you know, if you're absolutely right, if there's like a dry spell, you can get through it because you're like, oh, at least I like hanging out with you and watching Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not going to play with your box. We'll play Xbox together, right?
Yeah.
Let's go clickbait time. Number two. Then we will get to your talents. Bait. So I hope you're working on your talents. You want to win the tiny towel and bragging rights and a can Bait. Of Jake Shack beans.
You're not even saying words anymore.
Scientists have finally revealed, after a long, decades-long debate, what is the actual healthiest fruit, and you should be eating it every day. And I'm doing this because it's Pride Month, Allie. But this is the health. This is the one. Every fruit likes to claim they're healthy. A lot of them are junk. This one is truly the healthiest, and if you're not eating it every day, welcome to death.
You know, it's probably, just knowing how life works, it's probably the worst one. The worst fruit is probably the healthiest for you.
The one with all the spikes on the outside of it?
Yeah, what is that one? Papaya?
No, there's one.
Is that a fruit?
Is that jackfruit?
That's like a sea urchin or something.
They're like, this is
pepper. Oh, dragon fruit. I think it's dragon fruit.
Yeah,
dragon fruit. Probably, yeah. My kids love that crap.
You see that on a plate, I go, I'm not going to put in the effort to get into that thing.
It looks like it could kill you.
Yeah, it really does.
No, it's probably papaya because those are lame.
Wow, white woman.
That's not good.
No, papayas are disgusting.
Allie,
and a lot of people, you eat it, you open them up, and all you do is eat the seeds out of it.
At a time like this,
a lot of work.
At a time like this, for you to say papayas are lame, and you're getting papayas confused with pomegranates.
Pomegranates also suck. Right. Oh, yeah, but those are the ones you only eat the seeds,
right.
Huh?
Yeah, it's white woman. Doesn't know her fruit.
I think all the pea fruits suck.
Mm. All right, so you're saying which one?
I'm going to go with papaya. I think it still sucks.
Omar, healthiest fruit. This is the one we should be eating every day. Everything else, irrelevant.
Oh, I say we always hear like blueberries. I think it's going to be something strange. I'm going to go with Vanessa and Allie were talking about this the other day. I'm going to go with the guava.
Yeah.
Jake?
I'm going to go with something that has...
Beans! Not a fruit.
I'm going to go with something high in vitamin C, like an orange or a tangerine. I was going to go orange.
Hate to say this, but Jake got the closest. Lemons.
Eating lemons.
That's what you got
to
be doing.
Oh, my God. I had to think worse fruit.
You had to think worse fruit.
Yeah, dude. Nobody's eating that.
Worse.
You had to think the one fruit that you need to add 90 cups of sugar to make palatable. They claim that is what it's all about
for
a million reasons.
Yeah, because if you're bloated, if you feel sick, drink lemon water.
Immune system boosting, absorbs the iron, improves digestion, prevention of cardiovascular disease, thanks to the anti-inflammatory properties. Apparently, all of our secrets and health problems go back to the lemon. Final question in clickbait.
909 said, is Allie really saying pineapple, pears, peaches, papaya, pomegranate all suck?
Yep.
And I'm saying, with the exception of pineapple, yes, all of those are terrible.
Wow. Who knew a fruit, a gay lady, would have such a terrible outlook on real fruit? What is good? What do you think is the best fruit, then?
Nanners. Totally versatile.
You can put them
in anything. Bananas.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I have a banana every day. You can have it by itself. You can have it with peanut butter.
Like
put it in a shake. Put
like
it in
a
sandwich.
You're like a broken lesbian.
Put it in a pancake.
Penis-shaped fruit is your number one fruit?
I'll deep throat it.
Make that happen.
I wish I hadn't said that. Moving on.
Final question. In clickbait, guys, there is a dangerous habit that most people don't even realize that they are partaking in, and experts are calling it a hidden epidemic.
Just what? In general, a dangerous habit?
It's a dangerous habit that most of us don't even realize that we are involved in, but people are saying it is a hidden epidemic. It is affecting us all. What is it?
I mean, it's probably checking our phones and it's rotting our brains.
All right. Allie says the checking of the phones. Jake?
I want to say kissing your pet.
Wow, that's a you thing.
Everybody does that.
No, there is every year there's like one story of a person that like tongue kisses their dog and it's a brain-eating amoeba and dies. It's a very rare thing, but it does happen.
Worth it.
Omar, what is the hidden epidemic that apparently all of us are partaking in and it is dangerous?
I think it's going to be snacking because we're all getting fatter and that could potentially kill you.
I could see snacking as the slowest way to get fatter. Mm-hmm. You're just putting on like a quarter of a pound
every
week.
And then like 3 years later, you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a new acronym called FOPO.
Oh.
And FOPO is the fear of other people's opinions. Your fear of people's opinions, which is causing people to be basically paralyzed by doing anything because they're so afraid of how everyone's going to judge them for what they wear,
that's got to be a Gen Z thing.
Where they go.
Dude, how is that new?
Well, apparently it's taken over now, and it's affecting so many decisions that everyone makes that we're just not making decisions anymore. It's an anticipatory mechanism that we use. It's a preemptive process that increases our acceptance in the eyes of others. We try to avoid rejection. As a result, we avoid tons of things now because no one wants to be judged.
Well, you know, because everything is online, now opinions are instant. You can put up a picture or video, whatever, and people will show you what their opinion is and be very honest about it within 3 seconds. Yeah. So if you're afraid of that, then yes, it will cripple you.
So there you have it. Some clickbait. We've just solved the internet's biggest riddles. When we return, your talents. 10 seconds of talent or less. Big prizes and bragging rights. That's next on K-Rock. They got more than 10 seconds of talent. Green Day on K-Rock, but now is your chance. Anyone, no matter how untalented you may feel, has at least 10 seconds of talent to bring us. It is the tiniest talent show in the world. 10 seconds to prove you have talent, no matter how. It may not carry much value in the real world. You may not be able to, you know, headline your own Vegas show, but for 10 seconds on the radio, that may be all you need to win. Today, the prize is a very special tiny towel and a can of Jake Shack beans. So if you want to win those two items that will instantly make your backyard barbecues more fun as we get into the 4th of July festivities, I recommend you're on the phone now at 800-520-1067 for your talent. And what is your talent? Welcome.
I can burp talk. Or I can say the alphabet and while burping.
All right. This is also a very important skill to have if you
Why
get pulled
does
over.
Why just have weird variations of the alphabet?
Excuse me. That
Ew.
Was just that was me warming up the crowd for
I
you.
Hate,
go
okay,
ahead.
Go.
What, this is going to really make Allie nauseous more so than normal. Go ahead, Colleen.
Hey. Oh. Hey.
Oh, my God. Please stop. I can't.
She's a bikini model. Did you know that, Allie?
I can hear it in the G.
Pretty cool, right?
You can always hear it in the G. It's a great talent. Hold on one second, Colleen. You could win this thing. Hold on. All right. Let's not waste all the applause on Colleen. That was just 10 seconds.
So say disgusting. Remember the last time we did this? I think we had like all bird people.
A lot of bird. Yeah, it was crazy. Everyone
like
had a variation of a bird.
Was a bird.
I don't know why there always seems to be themes to these 10-second talent shows.
What will
the
it be?
Tiny for? Talent show. Blaze, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? Calling in for Tiny Towel Tuesday Talent Show.
All right. What is your talent?
I got a beatbox thing for you guys.
You do a beatbox. All right. Whenever you're ready, 10
maybe.
Seconds.
I don't know. It goes like, Tiny Towel to now, my now, my now, now. Tiny Towel to now, my now, my now, now. Come on.
All right. You're just
to now, my now, my now, now, now. To my now, 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 now. Come on.
All right. He's just mocking me. He's just mocking me, but he turned the lyrics into Tiny Towel. Let me hear it again.
What?
I was trying to beatbox. I'm sorry. We cut you off. Go ahead.
You need to hear this again?
No, I don't think we do. All right. Well, that's Blaze right there. He's attempting to beatbox, but it's...
I think he's just hitting things on his phone.
Yeah, I think the way phones work now is that when white people try to beatbox, the phones just give up.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say hi to Alex. Good morning, Alex. You're on K-Rock. We're looking for a very tiny talent, 10 seconds at a time, up for grabs. Tiny towel, can of unnamed protein. All right, go ahead. Alex, hi.
Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Right. What's your talent?
My talent is I could sound like a goat.
Lovely. That would be great for
all
us.
Right. We will take that. You know, we are the home of the goat line, 844-956-GOAT for all of your messages. A lot of people claim they can make a goat noise, but can you under pressure? Your time begins. Go ahead.
Oh, hold okay, on. Hold on. Wait, let me hear yours and then the real one. That's pretty good.
That is good.
I feel like they're kind of mating those two. All right.
Keep making love. Go on. Finish.
She was kind of sick of it there, huh?
I lost it there.
Yeah, it's like real life.
She's already like Mar again.
All right.
I wanted to quote Vanessa really quick. I'm not drunk, but I'm feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Impressions. Show impressions. Pretty good.
Okay, volleyball.
All right.
Now you two can have a conversation.
I'd like Vanessa to talk to a woman doing impersonations of Vanessa now. All right. That's an interesting one. Well, as you've learned, because every line is lit up now, you don't need a lot of talent to win the 10-second talent show, or at least to compete.
We
right?
prove that the bar is lower and lower every time we do this.
Yeah. And that's not the goal here. We're hoping if we keep doing it, eventually the bar will get high enough that maybe we'll discover the next great talent in this town and they'll be like, what's your origin story? Well, yeah. I was on K-Rock for 10 seconds.
Like all those America's Got Talent and all those shows, it was like there was a bar at first and then everyone just gets more and more spectacular. Not that I really watch anymore, but I feel like it's the opposite with the 10-second talent show.
Peter, you have 10 seconds to wow us. 10-second talent show, the tiniest talent show, which is why the prize today is a tiny towel. What are you going to do for us?
I can do a darn good Chewbacca noise.
All right. Whenever
I feel like we always get at least one Chewbacca.
Always one guy. He's probably only useful on Father's Day and today, but go ahead.
Okay. It could also turn into a motorcycle.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like you to meet Alex. She does a goat. Why don't you chew in goat of a conversation? Go ahead. Peter, you can start the conversation. Okay, she's tapped out.
A
strange way to start the day.
I won. Is there a winner?
I don't think anyone won here. I think that we can agree that there's no winner here at all. But thank you for the effort. All right, one final contestant. That was beautifully done. Then we have to pick a real winner in this tiny talent show.
I'm realizing anyone who's good at a Chewbacca is just a man with phlegm.
Yeah. He's probably a sinus infection. Let me say it to Bronny. Now, if this is Bronny James, we know there's no talent. So let's not waste our time.
I made a basket.
I almost hit the rim once. Is this Bronny James? Bronny?
Hello?
Hi, is this Bronny?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hi. What's your talent?
I can opera sing Crawl by Linkin Park.
Oh, love
okay,
to hear that.
Great.
That's a talent. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. Ready. Crawling in again, this wound I will not heal, this heart falls, confused and what is real.
And Goat Woman, go ahead.
Alex, let me hear your response to that. Go ahead. Okay. All right. They both make good points there. Can I hear the opera and the goat together for just a little bit of a duet as we go into break now? Go ahead, guys. I'm going to add Chewbacca to this call, too. Go ahead, Chewbacca. Wonderful. All right, guys, we got a real decision to make.
Again,
huh?
So much talent.
There was a theme.
So much talent. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all the other people on the phone that really wanted to do talented things.
There's someone here with a turkey sound.
I know. We have to make a decision right now. This is going to be tough.
Goat is the goat. Come on.
Goat? Really? Of all of that talent?
She worked her impression flawlessly into everyone else's.
Alex, guess what?
Oh, tell me. Don't
You're the winner of the 10-second talent show. Congratulations. So you got
yourself.
Can't
we send a runner-up towel, too?
Your very own tiny towel and a can of Shake Shack.
What do you say about that?
You.
Four tickets for you to go to Universal Studios will be happening the second Ali's done with the ADD News. So if you've been putting up with us and maybe you didn't win yourself a tiny towel or a can of Shake Shack beans, fear not, because Universal Studios tickets, four of them, will be in your immediate future. Get ready to call at 800-520-1067 and be caller 20. The second we're done with this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Maroon 5 announcing they're going on tour is not the saddest news you've heard this morning. But it may be the saddest music news you've heard. Actually, there's a few different sad music news that's coming out this morning. Cassell's Music, also a longtime San Fernando fixture here in L.A. and a filming location for Wayne's World, is shutting down after 80 years. The guy's retiring. He's closing up shop. This is the She Will Be Mine Stairway to Heaven scene from Wayne's World.
Yeah, the Fender that he really wanted. Castle, that place has been around forever, I think since the 40s. And then it...
That's where I bought my first guitar. My first ever guitar.
You know who
guitar.
Else got the first guitar there, Johnny? Slightly more well-known than you.
Richie Valens?
That's right.
That's my boy.
Mr. La Bamba himself.
Guy said he still has the receipt, too.
For that guitar. And they're shutting it down after...
Richie Valens is Johnny's boy?
Yeah, I love Richie Valens.
Well, I think it was his inspiration. I don't think they've ever met since he died.
If we asked him, would he say Johnny's my boy?
I don't think so. I think that would not be the same response.
All right, but even sadder than all of this is Will Smith's new music.
Oh, no.
So he is trying to make new music, and even his fans are urging him to please stop because it's cringe and it's not helping him with a career comeback, and it's actually just making it painfully obvious that he's going through a midlife crisis.
But hold on, because, you know, if you think about some of the great summer anthems of all time.
Well, Getting Jiggy With It was ridiculously stupid song that ended up being great.
Summertime, Ali, is where I was going with that.
Getting Jiggy With It is summery.
No. The actual song, Summertime. No. See how we're always on the same page here?
It's chemistry is what makes our relationship.
It's the back and forth.
Just the two of us, summer anthem?
Nope, not that one. Talking about, not Men in Black, just talking about the song Summertime was one of the great summer anthems ever, and now it's been many years, and his star has fallen just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see why he wants to get back in on that summer glory.
This is the newest music video that he released.
It's been a problem ever since I was a little boy. Actually, I think it's gotten worse as I've gotten older. I'm literally experiencing it right now.
And how would you define this problem?
Oh, no.
Make me understand.
I thought you were...
I like pretty girls. Girls. You don't gotta wait in line tonight. You're too fine for the line tonight. 5 plus 5, you a dime tonight. I'm about to do something investing. I'll spend it on you and your bestie. You and your twin on a jet ski. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, lemon. I get it. I like women.
Well, I mean, that's.
Ain't too many women ain't pretty to me. Ain't too many women ain't pretty to me. As far as I can see.
Music interlude.
Meow, meow.
Take that, Summertime.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Your children step in and go, Dad, just, you need to stop making music. It's just not helping anybody.
At first, I didn't believe that was real. I thought it was AI. I was just like, there's no way this is real.
All of it is, his music career has always had this kind of wink to it, I feel like, where it's just like, yeah, I'm kind of ridiculous, but I'm just fun and fun to listen to.
But now he's 70 or whatever. You know, let it go, man.
No,
let me just say in general, I know there's been a lot of question about his sexuality. If you start listing ice cream flavors and then go, I like girls at the end of that, that seems like a bit of an...
It's funny that your fat ass decided it was ice cream.
I mean, he goes like, you know, Oreo, chocolate, lemon, strawberry. I like girls,
by
the way.
I like women. It rhymes with lemon.
Very Very questionable.
Wow. All right. It is hot as hell, and for once it is not here in California. There's an extreme heat wave that is happening on the East Coast all the way through Salt Lake City. They're actually calling it a heat dome. It's filled with high amounts of pressure, which means that not only is it hot, it's incredibly humid, and it's so bad that the freeways are buckling in on themselves.
Oh, my God.
So European teams in town for the Club World Cup are saying that they have had to cut their practices short, and I'm not sure they're even going to be able to play and handle the heat. So that's one thing that's happening, because they're just not used to that kind of heat and humidity. But there are also concerns that these roads are splitting and are becoming undrivable because the heat causes pavement to expand. And yes, we have a lot of heat here on the West Coast, which we, I think, are a little bit more prepared for. But there are so many posts, pictures from states like Wisconsin and Nebraska, where all of these roads just have these giant splits and cracks in them and are now undrivable simply because it's that effing hot.
I don't want to do this because I know we're in the middle of the news. We got to give these tickets away, but I do have another one of Will Smith's songs to play for you right now.
Hey, it's Jake from Klein Alley Show. There's one thing that you need to know. I lost over 30 pounds with Lasara.com. I used to be fat, but now I'm a bum. Just have to remember Lasara. Lose more pounds than triple my chihuahua. Remember this if you want to win. Lasara.com, promo code Jake10.
I don't know. Which one's better?
It sounds the same.
It does sound the same.
It really does.
It's the same exact rap.
I like girls!
That's right, Jake.
Ain't too many women ain't pretty to me. As far as I can see.
Lasara.com.
Oh, it's dead. I lost it. I lost the joke. All right, we get into a brand new hour of the show right now. The very first thing we do is get you into Universal with not one, not two, not three, but four tickets. Call it 20 right now. Let's go. 800-520-1067. A brand new hour of the show starts now.